This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump's main doctor says although the president is not out of the woods yet, he is cautiously optimistic about Mr. Trump's recovery from COVID-19. The president, who has been at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, sent out a video update Saturday.
So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days.
Several people within Mr. Trump's inner circle, including First Lady Melania Trump, advisor Hope Hicks, and members of Mr. Trump's Republican Party have also tested positive after all of them attended a ceremony for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett on September 25th. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is cutting his Asia trip short after President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis. Initially, he was supposed to visit Mongolia and South Korea, but instead will only spend time in Japan. In a speech delivered virtually earlier to the Florida Family Policy Council, Pompeo said he was in good health, but that he canceled his in-person appearance at the event out of abundance of caution. He said he still planned to go to Asia. In a statement, the State Department said Pompeo was expecting to travel to Asia again in October and will work to reschedule the visits in his original itinerary. Pompeo's visit to East Asia, his first in the region in over a year, comes at a time when U.S. Ties with Beijing are at the worst in decades. Republican members of the Senate on Saturday sought to call off legislative work until October 19th as the coronavirus reached into their ranks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett will begin as scheduled on October 12th. This is VOA News. The Prime Minister of Britain and the Chief of the European Union have told their chief negotiators to get back together and push intensively to strike a post-Brexit trade deal before time runs out in a few weeks. More from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen held a video call in a bid to overcome a stubborn roadblock in the trade negotiations. In a joint statement, the two said that progress had been made in recent weeks, but significant gaps remained, notably but not only in the areas of fisheries, the level playing field and governance. The statement said they instructed their chief negotiators to work intensively to try to bridge those gaps. Zaria Shackley, London.
And hundreds of U.S.-bound Honduran migrants who had entered Guatemala this week without registering were being bused back to the country's border Saturday by authorities who met them with a large roadblock. By 5 a.m. Saturday morning, none of the 1,000 or so migrants who had been stalled by police and soldiers remained along a stretch of rural highway. Police said that hours earlier, migrants had boarded buses and army trucks to be taken back to the border. Small groups of fewer than 10 migrants each could still be found walking along the highway before the roadblock Saturday morning. The New England Patriots and the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs football game has been postponed until Monday or Tuesday because of positive coronavirus tests. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Patriots quarterback Cam Newton is one of the players who tested positive, according to ESPN. And the NFL said a player with Kansas City also did so. The only known Chiefs player to test positive is quarterback Jordan Ta'amu, a member of the practice squad who has not appeared in a game but would have spent time in meetings with Super Bowl MVP Pat Mahomes and the team's other keys. This is the second NFL game postponed this weekend. Pittsburgh at Tennessee was moved to week 7 after an outbreak of the coronavirus with the Titans. I'm Julie Walker.
Sudan's power-sharing government and several rebel groups formalized a peace deal agreement Saturday amid resolving decades of regional conflicts, which left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands dead. The three major groups signed a preliminary deal in August with two factions from the western region of Darfur, one from the south. After months of peace talks hosted by neighboring South Sudan, Sudan had been racked by simmering conflicts for decades after the oil-rich South seceded in 2011. An economic crisis fueled protests that led to the overthrow of the veteran president Omar al-Bashir last year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.